as we're getting closer and closer to the end of season one of the Mike Cunningham Experience podcast. How are you enjoying this? I'd love to hear some feedback from you. Drop me an email at hurdlelove66@gmail.com. Your feedback will help make this even better as we start working for season two, and even some little surprises before we get to season two. Hope you're enjoying it. This week, we've got John Haji, the owner and co-founder of Gentleman's Box, a monthly subscription service for lifestyle items. So think cologne and ties and socks, and you know what? Just get listening to it. This was great to hear about how he started this small business, how it's grown right out of the great city of Detroit, Michigan. Let's get to it. Hey, listeners, thank you for joining us on the Mike Cunningham Experience podcast. I've got another awesome, interesting, cool person for you today. I've got co-owner, co-founder, just overall co-cool guy, Gentleman's Box, number one ace, John Haji. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for having me on the Cunningham Experience.
Absolutely. John, we've got so much to get into today. This is just uber fascinating here. Why don't you tell us about an overview? What is this company that you are ownership of here that you run called Gentleman's Box?
Yeah, sure. So the Gentleman's Box, a company that we started back in 2014, is a subscription service that is catered to men. Every month we send out subscribers of the Gentleman's Box, men's lifestyle and fashion accessories. And every month it switches to some sort of variety of ties, socks, pocket squares. It's a way to, help men discover new styles, new trends, step outside their comfort zone. And then really just it helps bring convenience and value, you know, right to their door without having to go into all this guesswork of, you know, what looks good and what doesn't look good. So
that's interesting. So you said it's a subscription service. I've seen these acronyms, SaaS or something like that. Subscription, yeah, as SaaS. A service. SaaS. Yeah. So it's very sassy. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. So you started this business as it's a subscription business. Mm-hmm. How did that begin? Why did you pick Gentleman's Fashion? We've seen all these different types of subscription boxes out there, and you went with this direction. Why that?
Well, go figure. I'm from the Detroit area, and prior to this, I worked in the automotive industry for about 9 years, actually, on and off through college. And then, when I graduated, I went into the automotive industry. And one thing was I was always, wearing a suit and tie to work. But in the automotive industry, depending on where you are, I was working 60, 70 hours. I didn't really have the time on my hand to kind of get out and dress for myself, even though I was really in tune with fashion, loved it. I was the guy that I was looked at as the guy with the funky socks. I always had some sort of like crazy socks on, bold patterns, bold colors. It didn't match my outfit, but I didn't care because I was just the guy with the bold socks. And this was back in 2013, when I knew that the e-commerce industry was growing and booming, and there was something to be said about the industry. And really what happened was I was kind of inspired. A friend of mine, she was receiving a subscription herself to a service called Birchbox for women. Mm-hmm. So in Birchbox, really considered in terms of the subscription box world, one of the pioneers, them and Dollar Shave Club. But I mean, this is a really great thing. They should have something like this for guys out there. And that kind of like sparked the idea. Well, I really love fashion and I really want to get into the e-commerce space, put them together. And, that came to Gentleman's Box.
So I love that you were the guy with the fancy loud socks. That's great. Was this something that, how far back did it go? Were you the kid in middle school that wore a tie to school? And no offense, you probably got made fun of then in middle school is doing that. Or is this something that maybe kind of recently came around in high school or post high school?
I think since high school, When you start like internally and personally developing an image that you want to kind of, showcase, there's one of two things you can do. You can wake up really lazy in the morning, kind of put your sweats on and get to school. Or you can, for me, it was like, I wanted to get up early. I wanted to take my time to get ready, put on my nice pair of jeans or slacks, and nice shirt. And I did that all through college too. I wasn't the guy that would just walk into a classroom wearing sweats. I just felt that I needed to, first impressions go a long way. And I felt that the way that I dressed would make me feel good. I would deliver a good first impression. And so that just carried on really since high school all the way till today, really. So I was always like in tune with fashion, really, really up with the trends and latest styles.
And so that naturally led towards this type of subscription model, this fashion.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many subscriptions out there, right? Initially, I thought of initially Gentleman's Box. We had when we thought of the idea, I was like, you know what? Because Birchbox was for women was specifically like beauty samples, and I thought, okay, maybe something like this for men, but maybe on the grooming side of things, because a lot of men don't really understand all that there is to grooming. I think it's very simple in their mind that okay, maybe like a face wash and shampoo and conditioner or something like that. Maybe not even conditioner, but there's other things like moisturizers and eye creams and things like that that men don't think of, but could be very important to their daily routine. So initially started off grooming, but it's just that wasn't something that I was so involved in myself. So that kind of evolved, and really I thought, I think men would rather receive something more tangible, and not something that's not depletable like grooming. And so that came to the idea of, ties and socks and pocket squares and other fashion accessories.
And so when companies are successful, they have this model of who their customer is. Now certainly you're going to have a range of different types of customers, but you have this one caricature idea of a customer. Who is the customer that you are trying to serve? Is it the guy who, like you, had a fashion sense, but maybe didn't have time to go pick different patterns and accessories? Or is it the guy who does know knows nothing but has a little bit of a desire, like I think I should try a tie every once in a while or something like that? Who are you really trying to reach here?
That's a great question because I think it's evolved from when we initially started out. I think when we initially started out, myself, when thinking of the Gentleman's Box, I thought of it because of the position I was, me in my own shoes was a guy who worked 60, 70 hours in tune to fashion, just didn't have the time to get out there, right? So I thought, okay, there's like this void in the market of men who are out there like me, who are very busy and consumed with their lives and just don't have the time to get out there and keep up with the latest styles and latest trends and get out there and get them a fresh new pair of socks or ties. And so that's, I think, how it initially started. But as we evolved, I think our market is, it kind of goes in line with our motto, look good, feel good, be good too. It's just we're going after the guy who not necessarily has to be in tune with fashion, understands it, but we're helping them kind of like step out of their comfort zone. Maybe they should be trying out a pocket square or a lapel pin or other accessories that they never would have thought of. Or the guy that's not necessarily wearing a tie every day, but maybe a new fresh tie, new styles is going to help with their wardrobe or make them feel good. Because you get a lot of people who don't realize that like the littlest touches to your outfit are going to bring on like the greatest compliments from somebody.
That I'm the guy who thought about, so full disclosure, I am a customer of Gentleman's Box and have been a customer of Gentleman's Box now for, I think I'm on year three, maybe going into year four. So it's pretty much an early going.
You're a lifer,
So
Mike.
I am, you know what, that is true. I am a lifer. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this, and again, full disclosure, no money has passed hands. This was a interview that I wanted to do because of
I've been to Gentleman Box's headquarters, which is a really fun place, to be honest with you. So I've seen a lot of the guys and gals that work and have met a lot of the guys and gals that work for Gentleman's Box. And this is just a company that I believe in, not only what they are doing and their mission, be good, feel good, look good. I'm sure I got that all mixed up there. But also, and this is what life is about, the people that work at Gentleman's Box are just some of the nicest, greatest people I have ever met. But I can attest to those, what you talked about, those little pieces. I have a couple of lapel pins, flowers and such from my years now here with Gentleman's Box. When I wear a little flower lapel pin, I get more compliments from that than when I wear a tie, when I wear a jacket, even over my socks, which again, the socks are always the big, I don't know why that's the big draw, but people always notice your socks when they're loud and funky and cool. But the lapel pin has been like the conversation starter.
No, it's I, you know, we first of all, Mike, you've been a huge supporter of ours for a very long time. And whenever we have events, you're always there to support us, and so we appreciate so. When you asked me to do this, it was, from one person to another. For all the support you do for us, I was like, there's no reason why I would not support you. So I appreciate all the kind words you had to say for about us and the Gentleman's Box. And yeah, the conversation starters, we get so many people. It's funny, the lapel pin is a conversation starter for a lot of people.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, let's back up. Let's talk about the business. So you ship out these boxes. I'm trying to figure out how would I describe the size of the box? A medium-sized book, kind of maybe, if you're thinking about it, you're in the library, maybe about a 300 page, not 8x8, but it's a
It's a 7x7, so it's close to
seven
that.
by seven. Okay, yeah, perfect. So a 7x7 box, you're shipping out to thousands of people, not just domestically. You've got international customers. You're shipping worldwide. The logistics of that, how did you, and you obviously didn't start doing thousands a month. You've grown up to that number. How did this start? What were some of the challenges that you found when you were first trying to ship out all these boxes?
When we first started out, we focused domestically, but it was very early on. I think maybe within a month of starting, and launching, we had people out in Canada who were very interested in subscribing. And so we thought, okay, this is going to be something more than just a domestic service. So we flipped the switch quickly and started shipping to Canada via USPS mail. And once we saw that market was growing, the Canadian market, we thought, okay, we could go worldwide. But shipping worldwide through the United States Postal Service is not the most cost-effective form of shipping. So we had to quickly get on our feet and reach out to all the different carriers that are out there: FedEx, DHL, UPS, those who integrate with international carriers, and find one that would ship at a reasonable price to a lot of different countries. And so now we're shipping to, we're open to about 40 different countries
Wow. What
that we ship to.
what's the craziest country you've shipped a box to?
Craziest country.
Like some little country we've never heard of, or Mother Russia. That's just the craziest place.
Well, I think we've shipped to, I don't know if that's crazy. We've shipped to places like Israel and Pakistan and China. The most important thing for us when we were choosing an international country to ship to is it's important that all of our goods are fully tracked, because it's really hard to ship internationally. And a lot of things can get lost in translation. There's a lot of issues that can that you can that occur with customs. So we choose countries that are fully trackable countries. So if I didn't do that and I was shipping to every country in the world, there would probably be a little bit more. There'd be a lot more countries that are a little bit odd, that you go, oh, we're shipping a box to there. But so a lot of the countries we ship to are familiar countries. Australia, the UK, Japan.
That's super interesting, all those countries that you just mentioned. You know, as we look at the differences between people, and yet here is something that ties us together, no pun intended there, but that, you know, men in all countries, Australia, Japan, you mentioned, I mean, just amazing that they also are having the same thoughts and concerns that we do here in the United States about, you know, fashion, looking good, feeling good. Those kind of things. That's super interesting. It's kind of interesting, actually, for me as a customer to think that someone in Australia might be wearing the same lapel pin as I do. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, there are thousands of men around the country, around the world, wearing the same lapel pin as you.
That's amazing. So that brings up a good point. You talk about now thousands of customers and subscribers, and you started obviously much smaller than 1,000. Mm-hmm. How is sourcing these, you know, picking which ties, picking your themes? Mm-hmm. Each box has its own theme. They're not just a random tie, yep, and lapel pin and whatnot thrown in there. How has sourcing gone for you as far as a struggle, or been super easy?
You know, in the beginning, it was – the most important thing is Gentleman's Box serves as a box of discovery, right? So it's not just, you know, receiving new styles and trends in ties and socks and lapel pins and other accessories, but it's discovering new brands because, you know, there are a lot of brands out there that support the men's lifestyle and fashion accessory space. So, you know, we work with a lot of brands. We get a lot of brands that reach out to us. We reach out to a lot of brands. And essentially try to help promote their brands. So a lot of the brands work with manufacturers that are overseas. Some are in the States, Canada, UK, Australia. We worked with brands who manufacture all over the world. And so as we grew and as we scaled, it would just be a matter of just figuring out what made sense in terms of like lead times with these brands and these manufacturers,
right,
to understand that, hey, like, you know, at this quantity, at thousands of units of a tie, for example, you know, how much time do we need to get this produced and sent over to us? And so we understand those lead times and we're very conscious of it. And yeah, you know, and that gives us enough time where we don't have to worry about any delays. Now, I'm not going to say that we've not experienced that before. There was certainly ups and downs with working with manufacturers and brands who are getting us products. But for the most part, and we learned that early on too, right? Because we don't understand what lead times were. Like, okay, what is it? What's a lead time on making it? 4 months. Whoa, 4 months to make this many times. So you have to understand those in the beginning and not cut it so close, so that way you could be ahead of the game to get products in time and ship them out.
How far in advance are you working out? Like, do you, this is going to, we're in January right now. Do you already have an idea? Like, you're already working on July's box?
Or all of 2019 is curated.
Wow.
It's curated in the sense that we know exactly what we want to be in the boxes. Things change in terms of, like, as far as like production, we have January, February, all the way up until March in production. And then as a month passes, we go into the next month, another month passes, we go to the next month. And we keep all of 2019 curated and then open. We keep it open to a certain amount so that we know that, because there are new brands that come along that are new products, new styles and styles and trends change based on seasonality. So we want to make sure that we're staying up to date with that. So we don't, you know, jump the gun and start producing all the way through December of 2019. We wait to make sure there's not going to be any like last minute changes in styles and trends so that we're up to date with it. And we're giving our subscribers the latest and greatest, if you will. So, but yeah, I think we're in production all the way through April.
Wow. Sounds like you have to be, so a lot of planning that goes into this, but also part of that planning is being flexible enough that if something changes, like you said, a new product, a new company, a new theme, a new style comes in, that you're able to adjust to that and still give the best experience for
absolutely
each month.
I mean,
for the customer
is what we pride ourselves on. That is the number one thing to us, from start to finish, from when you sign up as a Gentleman's Box subscriber to when you receive your box, and then even after receiving the box, what's that experience like afterwards? We want to bring the latest and greatest in terms of brands and styles. We want to offer you every subscriber the best experience possible.
Well, that's a great point, John. And you know what? Right now, we've got to give an experience of a 30-second commercial. Come right back right after this commercial break.
Most companies, you know, don't make it to the year mark. You're now in year four, year five. As you look back now, what did you think was going to be something? What surprised you? What did you think was going to be easy and ended up being super hard? Like just an unexpected hiccup in the road.
It's so funny because when Chris and I started the Gentleman's Box back in 2014, we said to ourselves, I mean, it can't be that hard to get subscribers. Like, I'm like, I got hundreds of friends. And he was like, I got hundreds of friends. We can get all our friends to sign up. We'll have like 1,000 people. It'll be like, you know, in no time we'll have 10 people. And then we realized very, very early on that that wasn't the case. And so we had to learn the marketing behind this business model, because it's not a traditional retail e-commerce business. It's a non-traditional sort of retail. It's subscription model. It's e-commerce combined into one. So you learn, people sign up, people cancel. Okay, now people have canceled. We got to get more people. Mm-hmm. So it's the dynamics of that type of business model. We had to learn really quickly that it wasn't just, let's go tell a bunch of people and we'll get them to sign up, you know? And so that was a, you know, so we thought that it'd be easy to get subscribers. We realized quickly that, you know, there's a lot of different ways to acquire subscribers, and it's not that easy.
You know, my favorite show on TV is Shark Tank. Yeah. So now I'm an expert on this, John.
Yeah.
that's a joke. what you're talking about there is customer churn, customer acquisition costs, the marketing aspect of it.
Yeah, absolutely. A lifetime value of this subscriber. We're talking about the churn rate of the subscriber, what it costs to acquire a subscriber, how long will they stay on, you know, knowing those metrics, understanding the retention of the subscriber. So, yeah. All those metrics, you know, you learn them along the way and understand them better each day. But yeah, that was something that I think we're still learning that, right? There's so many different ways and different marketing avenues out there right now that you're continuously learning.
Where does a person find Gentleman's Box the most? Is it through Facebook advertising? Is it through native Google searches? Word of mouth?
I think social media, Facebook is going to be the number one place where you'll be able to discover Gentleman's Box or see it. We put a lot of focus in social media ad spend, Facebook primarily, but yeah, Google native. And then of course there's a lot of like influencer marketing, working with different influencers and affiliates there to kind of help bring exposure to the Gentleman's Box brand. And so those are other forms of marketing and advertising the brand.
That's interesting. I just watched a couple of documentaries on Netflix about influencer and influencer marketing. It's one that I don't know much about outside of hearing about it and hearing how important it is. What's interesting when you say that there about influencers for Gentleman's Box, you know, most of the products in the box are not Gentleman's Box products. They're everybody from, you know, Woodchuck and I'm trying to think of some of the other brands. You had some awesome brands. Dead Soxy is a good one as well. So how do you know that? Is that a struggle? Like they're wearing someone else's socks, but you need the influencer needs to somehow know that. Tell the people that it came from Gentleman's Box. Is that a struggle or is that easy?
It's not so much a struggle because, you know, when the messaging that the influencer is delivering is like, hey, this is like the service, the service that you're getting encompasses like all these great goods, whether it's from Woodchuck, Dead Soxy, Twillery, whatever brand that we're working with. They understand that we are a brand that are helping men discover other brands. And it's not just our influencers. You know, another big form of getting the word out there on Gentleman's Box are people like you, Mike, right? Our customers are our biggest ambassadors, our number one ambassadors. They're the ones that are going out there and letting people know that this is a great service. You know, whether they're posting it on their YouTube, posting it on their Facebook or their social media, just received my Gentleman's Box today. This is a great service. So you guys are our number one fans, our number one ambassadors for the brand.
Yeah, I don't know how many people I have led to Gentleman's Box, but I know it's a lot, and I'm proud to keep doing that every day, and I almost said every month, and we'll get into this later on. But now there's a new service you have, not monthly, it's quarterly, which is super exciting, and we'll make sure we touch on that near the end as well. But yeah, you know, honestly, John, you guys, you know, Chris and Paige and all you guys, just you make it easy. It's one thing to put together a good product, but I think you hit the nail on the head when you talk about the experience. It's something that you look forward to because there's something always interesting, exciting, different that's involved in each box that you get. Everything except for the handkerchiefs, which
I knew that somewhere
you knew I was going to
in this
mention that.
podcast that you'd say
So I
that.
am famous. I love everything. I love 99.9% of everything Gentleman's Box does. I was even blessed. I think it was in November of 16 or 17, as to be named the Gentleman of the Month for Gentleman's Box. So I got this nice little write-up, which I loved it because I was able to actually express some other things that mean a lot to me. Again, one of the tenets of Gentleman's Box is not only looking good and feeling good, but being good, you know, doing good. And so I got to share my story of a very important charity work of Ink 180 up in the Chicago area, a Christian tattoo artist that helps sex trafficking victims and former gang members. So that was one of the things I was most excited about, was to be able to share with people about that. But the 0.1% that I have not gotten into yet are these. I always forget even their
Pocket
names. I keep
squares.
calling them handkerchiefs.
Pocket
Tell me
squares.
the real name.
Like when
Pocket squares. Now, but here's what's
when
cool
I
though.
see you
Go
next
ahead.
and you're wearing your tie and your lapel pin and the socks, I'm gonna say, Mike, you look so good. Except for I feel like you're missing one piece, one little detail.
Oh man, well I will always be missing that. But here's what's cool. So it's interesting. I remember early on asking you early, you know, year two for you guys, asking, well, how do you keep a customer? How do you keep me? You know, there's only so many ties, so many socks, so many et cetera. And you talked about obviously the different styles. And what's interesting, I'm actually looking at my, I now, you'd be so proud, John. I now have a
That's
tie
amazing.
rack. So I'm actually looking at my tie rack with all, you know, I've got them, you know, in color, you know, blues here, reds here, et cetera. But the variety of the texture, you know, wool ones in the winter and things like that, the patterns, of course. But here's what's also cool about a service like Gentleman's Box. So I am not a pocket square guy. I have never worn one. I can't bring myself to cut that pocket open in my jacket, which we need to talk about that too, because someone's gonna be, I know there's other people like me. Pause this pocket square conversation. I remember reaching out to you guys. So I've got
You might
several
you
jackets, suit jackets,
oh
separates, et
yeah,
cetera.
sorry, you're
But
breaking up
the,
a bit, but you're
yeah,
good
can
now.
you hear me? All right. So I've got several jackets, suit separates, et cetera. And where the pocket square goes, that's always sewn in. So how do you even use a pocket square was my question. You guys came through in the clutch and talked about that, you know, that's designed that way for when they're on the rack and things like that, and that you can just use a small pair of scissors and cut that open. That's cool. That's what you're supposed to do. That blew my mind that you opened my whole life there. Not enough that I would use pocket squares, but you opened my mind there. But here's what's cool. This is what, and I can't remember if I told you guys this or not. So I don't wear the pocket squares, and there's just like ties and socks, pocket squares are part of the accessory package. However, I have this, I think he's 12 years old, boy in our neighborhood who does like pocket squares. I gifted him my collection of pocket squares. And I'm telling you what, you would have thought I'd given that kid a new bike, a new video game. He was so excited
Yeah, no,
to
I
have
believe
these
it,
pocket
and
squares,
that's
John.
kind of another wonderful thing about getting a service. Like, there's a point, it's inevitable that we have subscribers all day long who are saying, you know, Gentleman's Box team, we love everything about the Gentleman's Box. We love receiving all these great, wonderful products. But at some point, they're just like, I have a lot of ties, I have a lot of socks, you know, it's and so for us, we always have to keep it fresh in terms of the styles and the patterns, so that it keeps them like engaged with the brand. But at the same time, we get a lot of people who, just like you, maybe don't use a pocket square or have a lot. They gift it away. You know, they gift it to their brother, their uncle, their significant other, or whoever it may be. So in turn, you know, now they like just like the model. They now they look good. They're feeling good, and there's some being good there, or they're gifting it away. So you must have felt amazing. When you gave that those pocket squares to that
Absolutely.
12-year-old boy.
Oh. I did for two reasons. One, the look on his face was just, it was priceless. Exactly why you give. I mean, it was awesome. He was so excited. And then also for me, I didn't have these pocket squares laying around my house, getting in the way of my cool ties and socks and bracelets and stuff like that. Well, let's turn our attention. Another unique aspect of Gentleman's Box is you are in Detroit, Michigan. Now you're from, born and raised in Detroit. Detroit has gone through just an amazing transition from being the mecca of business and hustle and bustle to really down in the dumps. And obviously everything from Flint, Michigan situations to car manufacturers going out of business, almost not stopping to exist. What does it mean to you as someone who's from the area to start a business and grow a business
To
in the
me,
Detroit area?
it's exciting, right? It's exciting to be part of what Detroit is going through. It's this resurgence, this revitalization of this wonderful city that's it's rooted in history. And yeah, like you said, at some point it was the mecca of the nation. It was one of the wealthiest cities in the nation. People from all over the nation flocked over to Detroit to get jobs, to establish businesses. It's gone through its up and down and ups and downs. And now that it's kind of going through this rebirth with a lot of new development in Detroit, a lot of new companies are moving from the outskirts where they used to be in the outskirts of Detroit,
John,
in
can
the
you hear me?
suburbs, are now like bringing their business back into the city, making it more alive. So it's great to be a part of that. It's great to be a part of you know, a city where it's just a lot more alive. People are not, you know, quote unquote, afraid to go down to Detroit. People are wanting to go down to Detroit. They want to experience what's happening. You know, people are more excited to hold a job in the city of Detroit just because there's now just a lot going on. And so it's great to be a part of that and see that. It's great to help create jobs ourselves with the Gentleman's Box and give people that opportunity to be a part of it.
That's awesome. And you know where Gentleman's Box headquarters is, that's a cool little hip area. You know, there's a little craft brewery right there. There's a cool little cafe on the corner. It just seemed like a burgeoning area where more and more people were opening up
It's,
shops
you
and
know, people,
stores and businesses.
it's kind of like the new age of development, giving people the opportunity to just get up, open up their minds, walk to local coffee shops and restaurants, and keep everything, you know, close by. So it's nice.
Absolutely. Well, John, you guys are doing an amazing job there. Talk about this new. So we kind of understand the monthly. So every month at a very nominal cost, you get this cool box. You started something about a year ago now, a more premium type subscription.
Yeah, so
service.
The monthly box,
talk us about that.
What's $25 a month, men's fashion and style accessories like the ties and socks, tie clips, bracelets. Now, the premium, which we launched, as you mentioned, a year ago, is a quarterly service. So $100 a quarter. But what you can expect to receive in that offering is higher-end lifestyle and fashion goods. And so things like Bluetooth speakers and high-quality leather goods. When it comes to fashion, it's 100% pure silk, Italian silk ties. And so just the quality and value that you receive out of the premium is a lot higher than the monthly. And I don't want to position that in a way that's saying, oh, the monthly is just a bunch of like little trinkets. So there's a great quality behind the items in the monthly box. But I think one of the major differences is we also curate kind of more of an experience on the premium side of things. It's curated and themed around the season. So a lot of the products that we put in there are curated for the season. So in one of our summer premium boxes, for instance, we had like a Bluetooth speaker in there, and we had a dop kit for your tech gear. And so like this theme was like, it's kind of like summer fun and fashion. You know, you get out there with some friends, you turn on the music and your new Bluetooth speakers, you guys enjoy each other's presence. And so we try to create a story. We try to curate an experience each quarter with the season in hand, with higher quality lifestyle goods.
Yeah, I think that's, to me, is what I have seen as the continual transition and improvement for you guys. Is it started very much as, for me, as the customer experience fashion. So some great ties, some great socks, bracelets, lapel pins. Yes, even the handkerchiefs, things like that. And now, as a premium subscriber, now I do kind of think of it more as a lifestyle. So, like, one box, I got a really cool travel bag. Like, it's the bag that I pack when I travel 100 nights a year. It's my go-to travel bag. There's been some awesome, call them not memory books, but notebooks, you know, from Woodchuck and things like that. That Bluetooth speaker, even to, we used this earlier this fall, this backpack that's insulated for your drinks and your food for when you go backpacking or camping with your friends or family.
Yeah, that, I mean, that was a perfect example.
That has been awesome.
Fall box. We gave everybody this kind of curated experience of, you know, getting out into the wild, getting outdoors with this backpack cooler, get out there with friends and family. And use your cooler, your backpack cooler to, you know, store your food, your drinks. And in there we had some mugs for your drinks. And we had a journal, a really nice journal and pen from Woodchuck, where it was like,
journal.
You
That's
know,
what I was trying to come
you know,
up
while
with.
You're kind of admiring what the outdoors has to offer, kind of like just explore your mind and just kind of, let your mind free and just write down your thoughts when you're out there. So that's kind of like the story that we curated with that box, and we continue to do that every quarter.
I tell you what, I can barely figure out what I'm going to wear tomorrow. The job you guys have figuring out these boxes on a monthly basis and now quarterly basis, and knowing you and Chris, you guys already have your mind on the next thing. I know you guys too well now. I tell you, it's truly, truly inspiring. Another thing I like about this, what you guys do for Gentleman's Box that is different from some other subscription box services out there, is there's no contract. So if I sign up for Gentleman's Box and I don't like it, okay, that's great. There's other opportunities for you. You're not stuck for a year. So it's a great way to kind of dip your toes into it and check you guys out and find out what it's really about and the experience that for yourself. I think you guys have done a great job of not trying to trick people. I really, really like that. So, John, where can people find Gentleman's Box? So they listen to you, you've piqued their curiosity. They want to try everything except for the handkerchiefs. Where can they where can they find you?
Well, people could the internet, social get media? Amazing pocket squares amongst the ties and socks at gentlemansbox.com. But our social handles are all at Gentleman's Box. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know, that we're on YouTube as well at Gentleman's Box. So all the social channels, our website. You know, I am more than happy to pass on my email. People can contact me, john@gentlemansbox.com, for anybody that has any questions with regards to it. But yeah, that's where you can find us. Oh, our website, yeah, gentlemansbox.com, yeah.
That's awesome. Yep, absolutely. And I highly recommend you go check it out. They do a great job. Not only, here's what's really cool, not only for your social media, obviously you're showing off the past boxes and products and things like that, but you actually have a really cool educational side of it. So the different ties, how to tie them, bow tie, which I still have yet to figure out. I've tried 100 ways. I can't figure out how to tie a bow tie, so I'm not really good at that one either. But I love that educational side of it, because it is a little nerve-wracking when you go to step outside your box mm-hmm. and wear a tie for the first time or a lapel pin. So to have that educational side, I think puts people at ease.
Yeah, and makes them more confident. Like you mentioned earlier, I think the company has evolved to target men who may not know how to. And listen, I along the way, I've learned a few different tie knots. Let me tell you. So, yeah, it's important to us that it's not just providing somebody product and then having them say, okay, I'm just going to put it on. We want to be able to keep them engaged. I think that's important. So whether that's through our videos on how to tie a Windsor knot or how to pair your tie mm-hmm. with a pocket square or how to choose patterns correctly. So we do all that because, once again, that goes all back to the experience. It's not mm-hmm. just receiving a box of goods. It's also what we're doing is we're delivering an experience each and every month.
And I tell you, there's so much more to you guys. You know, this has been a fascinating conversation. Really appreciate your time, John. I would recommend you guys go through their social media. We didn't even get into the collaborations you guys did.
Oh, with Jim Beam.
Who was the distillery? We didn't even get into Jim Beam. We didn't even talk about my favorite accessory okay. that I got 1 month, the wine aerator. There's so much to what you guys are doing. It would be doing a disservice if you walk away from this podcast and you think, oh, it's ties and socks. There's some amazing ties and socks. Absolutely. But I tell you what, it's so much more. Again, it's a lifestyle brand that they've done a great job with. So okay. John, I'm going to challenge you here. I'm going to put you on the spot. You didn't even know I was going to do this. Mm-hmm. What is one thing a guy can do, whether it's an accessory, an article of clothing, what is just one simple thing that every guy out there right now, or every spouse can help their husband, boyfriend, etc. What is one simple economical thing they can do to make a step up in their wardrobe?
They can sign up for gentlemansbox.com.
No. You just gotta, this whole thing has been a great commercial for you. I want okay, practicality. Right. We're giving value
one
here.
Thing that they could do, right? Mm-hmm. With regards mm-hmm. to stepping up their wardrobe, you said? Oh, okay.
Yeah, is it okay. try out I a think, tie? Is it a
so
sock?
Now what has
is
become the... more of a power statement in this like business casual world we live in? I would say stepping up the sock game. Okay. I think 20 years ago, 10, 20 years okay. ago, your tie was your power statement. We live in this quote unquote millennial generation where business casual is kind of the new trend. A lot of people are just wearing sports coats with their dress shirts with a top on unbuttoned. They're not necessarily wearing a tie often. And so their way of making a power statement is with their mm-hmm. with their socks, right? The designs within their socks. So, you know, maybe step up their sock game.
Okay. So most people are wearing, you know, just exactly. straight black socks or straight brown socks. You're
yeah,
little, something
yeah,
with
a little
bit
of color
design, little spike of color and design.
Pattern, stripe, polka dots. I think when I look back at when I started Gentleman's Box, happy socks was the fad, or it was the craze going around, and it bold patterns and bright colors. And so, I'm not saying necessarily go towards that whole bright and bold patterns, but just something that is just not, it's a step above a plain color, like a black or a blue or a brown, with that goes with your top colored suits, your black suit, your gray suit, your blue suit, right? So, incorporate the different colors on the pattern wheel and do it based off of seasonality, and just give a little bit of pop to your outfit.
That is great advice. Again, it's amazing. A sock, which is covered up by the shoe and even your pant leg. So it's, it's not something immediately seen like a shirt, but it gets so much visibility.
It's funny. People, you wear that sock, I promise you, you'll cross your leg over your knee so that it's showing a little bit. You'll taper your pants at the bottom so that they're just cuffed right on the shoes so that when you make your stride, people are seeing the socks.
That's right. And I tell you what, now here's your pitch. So he's dead right. John's right. Go out and find and take it in steps. Like he said, don't go find, if you are a traditional black sock wearer, don't go crazy. Don't go to the far end of the spectrum yet. Just take simple steps. And I tell you what, if you go on to gentlemansbox.com right now, I know they have some really stated, mature, awesome socks. That it'll take your wardrobe just one notch up, and then you just continue to notch it up. John, it's been a blessing, my man. Thank you so much for teaching us about small business, about turning around the culture in Detroit, and really helping men around the world step their game up, make themselves feel better, make themselves look better, and in turn, hopefully doing something to make the world just a little bit
amazing.
Better. We all did
be.
That.
And I appreciate, again, Mike, awesome. I can't thank you enough for thinking about me to join your podcast. It's been a great experience. And thank you so much for all your support over the years.
Well, keep up the good work. The pressure's on. You got to keep doing bigger and better. And you're facing that challenge and accomplishing that every month and every quarter, my man. Have a great day. Thanks again for being on the Mike Cunningham Experience podcast.
Thanks, Mike. Enjoy your holidays.
Keep doing your thing, my man.
See you, brother.
Wow. That was awesome to hear John's just journey through making a business and it becoming ultra successful. He's done a great job and his team, and it definitely takes a team to do what they do. Highly recommend you check them out. Do go to their website, see some things that you might be interested in purchasing. If you thought this episode of the Mike Cunningham Experience podcast was worth it, would you just humble me? Would you share this with someone in your social network? Share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Messenger, smoke signals, whatever you use to communicate with others. That would just mean the absolute world to me as we continue to grow this podcast and add even bigger and better guests to bring to you. Thanks again for listening. Your attention means the absolute world to me. Have an awesome day. Get ready for episode 9 next week. You're not going to want to miss this one.